This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency has confirmed that Iran has surpassed the limits on how much it was allowed to enrich uranium under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal. The International Atomic Energy Agency said its inspectors verified Monday that Iran breached the limits set in the accord aimed at restraining Tehran's nuclear weapons development. European signatories of the nuclear deal with Iran on Tuesday called for an urgent meeting of all parties involved to discuss Tehran's compliance with the agreement. Those signatories are Britain, France, Germany, and the European Union. An unnamed Emirati official says that Abu Dhabi is redeploying some of its forces inside Yemen as a strategy to pursue dialogue in the country. Saudi-led coalition spokesman Turki al-Maliki indicated Monday at a press conference the UAE would nevertheless remain part of the coalition led by Riyadh. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Daif al-Hashemi, who is Minister of Information for the Houthi-led administration in Sana'a, told Arab TV he did not think the UAE is withdrawing from Yemen, but rather is leveraging its position with the Saudis. He claims the Houthi-led forces have inflicted a defeat on the Saudi coalition and that now both the Saudis and the Emiratis are trying to find an exit to the impasse. Hilal Kashan, who teaches political science at the American University of Beirut, tells VOA.
The UAE has for the most part achieved its objectives in Yemen, and therefore there is no further need to maintain heavy equipment and a sizable military presence.
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more on this and other stories, go to us online, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Russian lawmakers voted unanimously on Tuesday in favor of a resolution calling for sanctions against Georgia amid increased tension between the neighboring nations. Russia's lower house of parliament, the Duma, recommended that Moscow institute sanctions over Georgia's unfriendly actions. The chairman of the Duma said the lawmaking body wanted a ban on Georgian wine and mineral water in Russia, as well as a stop to money flowing from Russia to Georgia. Relations between the two nations have been strained in recent weeks. In late June, protests turned violent between activists and police following the appearance of a Russian lawmaker in the Georgian parliament. On Sunday, relations worsened after a Georgian television host gave a profane monologue critical of Russian President Vladimir Putin on live television. The United States State Department has approved a request by Taiwan to purchase an estimated $2.2 billion worth of military equipment. The potential deal has angered China. A foreign ministry spokesman called on the U.S. Tuesday to immediately cancel the deal, saying it seriously violates the One China principle, grossly interferes in China's internal affairs, and undermines China's sovereignty and security interests. Beijing considers the self-ruled island part of its territory and has vowed to take control of it by force if necessary. Defense Department's Defense Security Cooperation Agency said the package would not alter the basic military balance in the region. As governments and international organizations around the world condemn last week's bombing of a migrant detention center in Libya that killed more than 50 civilians and wounded at least 130, VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Tripoli, where desperate migrants are still trying to travel.
This is the sound of a quiet protest behind the walls of a compound where hundreds of migrants remain detained outside. Naima, who has been living here for about a week, says her Tripoli home is still in a war zone.
So the house completely is not good. There is no doors, there is no window. So it's not safe to stay.
At a detention center in the suburbs, other women and children languish. It is getting harder and harder to cross to Europe, she says, because of closing seaports and growing anti-immigration sentiment in the Western world. But like many migrants, Mercy says, for her, there is no going back. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Tripoli.
Some in these migrant camps fled extreme poverty in Nigeria and are victims of human trafficking, bound to continue their journeys by their belief in West African magic. I'm Marissa Melton. You've been listening to VOA News.
the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.